ever since. But the emphasis that I've always had, and that Russ has, and that we share, has to do with the dynamism of it. It has to do with doing something with the knowledge, rather than just knowing about your style, or getting into a club where everybody knows what their styles are and they kind of typecast one another. And there's all kinds of pitfalls and all kinds of ways to distort the Enneagram, because there's something in us that would like to kind of defang it. You know, we take it in at first, and maybe there's a tsunami of insight. Some of it's kind of withering, or like bad hotel lighting. You know, it just shows you in an unpleasant aspect. And then people will try to normalize that. They'll try to take something that's destabilizing and turn it into something normal, which is what egos do.
Yeah, we even as we teach it, we can blunt it. We can work with it in such a way that it stops being something that's showing us what's really going on in us. We can make it more appealing. And in a certain way, you know, of course we want to always present the material in a way that's kind, invitational, friendly. But there's also a way we can change the material so that it's ego-friendly. Nobody gets disturbed. We don't really look under the carpet. We can keep it safe in a way that's not helpful. And so we're always looking for a dynamic balance between a compassionate view, holding this in kindness, understanding everybody is stuck in the same kind of morass of ideas about themselves and the world. And at the same time, there has to be a kind of sharp and fierce wish to see through all the stuff I've been thinking that ain't so. And that's a bigger list for most of us than we usually realize at the beginning. And whether we're looking at it through the lens of NLP or Ericksonian work, as Tom has learned to do, or whether we're learning it from a fourth way perspective like I have, or a Buddhist perspective, or you name it, they're all going to invite us to say, you're a little caught up in a way of seeing things that isn't necessarily the whole picture. And so we're invited to keep considering that we don't have the whole picture. The Enneagram has taught me anything in the 30-some years I've been playing around with it. It's that you must never assume you have the whole picture. But we think, I would say most work fails because it doesn't really bring in or recognize the truer sense of what we are. One of my mentors is A.H. Almas, Hamid Ali. He said, the problem is, he says, we're rather like elephants who think we're mosquitoes. And he says, and so, you know, we're trying to solve our problems through mosquito means. He says, it's like you're an elephant and you think you're a mosquito, so you want a mosquito soulmate. And you want to have a good mosquito life, and you're trying to read self-help books for mosquitoes and how to become the best possible mosquito. It says the problem is you're not a mosquito. That's the core of all of the problems. And it's worse because you're sitting with other elephants who also think they're mosquitoes and trying to solve everything like mosquitoes. He says this is going to cause some confusion and suffering. He said, but if you keep doing the work, you're going to feel this long gray thing sticking out, and you're going to notice you're a little bit bigger than you thought you were. And what's this thing whopping back and forth behind? Oh, I've got a tail. And you start to sense that what's here isn't anything like the concepts you've had of what you are. That's a rather colorful way of putting it, but in my experience, it's pretty darn accurate. Now, if you try to do the vertical without the horizontal, you get classic spiritual bypass. You got people self-congratulating themselves because they had some kind of expansive experience back in 1987, but they're not living that truth. They're not integrating it. They're not actualizing what they've come to understand.
You meditate, but you're prone to road rage.
Yes.
That kind of split.
Yeah, you have this idea. You have at least a memory of being something beyond your structures, but your structures are clearly still in charge because you haven't worked with the structures. I think, and I would imagine you agree, Tom, that the Enneagram is an invitation of these two really working together, almost leapfrogging each other in a process where